Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dive into this Woman Tell All recap.
Yes, please.
Let me turn on my ring light. Yeah, we got a lot to get through between these two episodes. Goddamn. Uh-huh. So, our host, the host, Jesse Palmer.
Yep, could be anyone.
Could be anyone, and they played him with the tagline, "Not Clayton."
I know. Yeah, they did.
See, they're leaning into the hate.
They're leaning into
the stuff that people clown them for. They're like, their strategy now on the show is to like lean into it.
Which is
interesting.
It is. They also hate Clayton, so they would never do this to Michelle.
I think so too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Woman Tell All. All the ladies are here, including Sinead's bum ass.
Yeah. Wow. Claire, the icon.
Claire.
I live for Claire. Live for her. Oh my god.
Oh god, Claire. I love that. Replaying all her moments from night one where she just was marching around that house.
He is a Herb McHerberson. Get me out of here.
She's literally saying, "I hate him." Like, yeah, she's marching around like, "I hate him.
God, he sucks. Like the worst. He sucks. He's so nice. Oh, ill."
And so yeah, they replay a lot of the drama, Cassidy's bullshit, Sinead's bullshit.
Forgot all about Sinead Cassidy.
Talking all the women. Did you notice they never replayed any footage, nor did they ever talk about the ADHD incident?
I fucking did notice that.
Why are they protecting her like this?
I have no idea. But maybe Elizabeth, though, because Elizabeth actually came off very, like, poised on that reunion. She might have. I could see her wanting to kind of control that narrative herself. Like, I could see her not wanting to be like a Genevieve and like sit on the couch and be like, "So, as she said," like, I could see that.
Yeah.
So it's a neurodivergence thing. So maybe Elizabeth said, like, "I don't want that on TV again."
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
But yeah, I thought that was weird. Like, she never said anything, which is one thing, but they also never showed any of that footage.
Yeah.
Or brought it up. In the hot seat, Jesse could have been like, "Oh, there's a whole thing about you doing, you know," and they never, they just let her skate by with that. And I thought that was odd. But yeah, Sinead, obviously, a lot of the recap or the replaying was footage of her being a toxic, horrible person. I thought Selling Sunset, she said it best. She said, did someone lock you in a closet when you were a kid?
Oh my god.
She was like, what we just watched was pretty dark.
Yeah, that was. She's in a dark place. Sinead's in a dark spot.
Dark place. It was just like footage after footage for her just clowning girls, making fun of people, lying on people, just being a horrible human being. It's dark. Why are you like this? Like, what happened to you? Who hurt you? Why?
Oh my god.
God. And from Jump Street, Sinead let it be known that she was gonna sit on this Woman Tell All and be wrong and strong. She wasn't coming here to apologize. She wasn't coming here with her tail beneath her legs. She wasn't coming here turning a new leaf. She wasn't coming here for redemption. She was coming here to lean into being the bum bitch that she is. And that is so crazy.
That's a wild strategy. We haven't seen that a whole lot. Housewives, yes. They definitely lean into like, and I don't care that I fucked her husband or whatever. Like, they don't, you know?
But also, they're trying to reserve, they're trying to hold their peach or hold their whatever for the next season. Because it serves you to be a villain and a horrible person on Housewives. On this franchise?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really. Ask Victoria.
Yeah, where's she now?
I don't know where she is. I don't know.
She went to paradise. She didn't get nothing in paradise. She didn't turn into nobody big after that. So what is your plan, Shanae? It just doesn't make sense. Like, celebrity bad girls club? Like, what else could she do with this character?
I don't even know what's available. I don't know. I don't know what's available for her.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Maybe too hot to handle.
But no, because even then, people are nice and normal.
I know. I know.
Yeah. What is she gunning for? I don't understand. Don't, it's very weird.
And you know what? Again, watching this show, I thought to myself, this girl just needs another job. She just needs somewhere to redirect this energy before she hurts someone or kills them. And she needs to just like serve this part of her that's like an investigator, that's fucking a liar, that's a manipulator. Like, she needs to like do that for good. She could do. You know, there's a way to do that. Where you could do. We see this on Catfish, where we're like, you should be working at fucking Pixar. How did you make up all these voices? And like, watching her, I'm like, you're so good at this. You're so strong at this. You're so like, you just need to redirect the energy.
She could work undercover. There's something. There's got to be some type of career path for this type of diabolical human. That she can channel this some way. But this shit, reality TV ain't it, girl. And I don't know what you're trying to do with this. But yeah, all the girls were coming for her. Sierra said, call me a bitch behind, call me a bitch behind the screen, but call me a bitch in my face. It was just like,
you won't.
Iconic.
See, I just love how Sierra just came in here black as she want to be, which I just love. Yeah. She came in there with a head full of box braids and an attitude for all the black women who have ever been on the show, and was like, so what you're not going to do here is tell me shit, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bitch with a capital B. I love that. And I love that they did all of the women, Sierra and all of them, they just didn't even care how they looked or how it could look or how people could say. They didn't care. They came to defend themselves against this horrible witch.
And I've been looking on Instagram, just flipping through a little bit, and people were like all upset. You stooped to Shanae's level. You guys didn't look good. You didn't look classy. I don't know why people are so, I think they looked great. I don't know why people are so worried about behaviors, about how women look and when they get angry. It's like women can't get angry. And this is literally as if they were living in a toxic workplace. Like, remember your most toxic coworker you've ever had? And imagine you lived with her. That's how they feel.
Like, and they should be allowed to express how they feel.
Yes, they should.
Dead ass to her face. And not care about what people say or how they look. It's a shit. She wronged them and they deserve to feel wrong and to come at her for how she treated them. So yeah, I mean, Cassidy, she was the first villain, and she looked like a small fry compared to Shanae.
She wanted to melt into the background. She just wanted to
She really did. But they replayed her footage and reminded us of her craziness when she was telling Sierra how she had that little FaceTime boo that she was dealing with before. And Sierra was saying you guys were talking about doing nasty things. And Cassie was trying to call Sierra a liar. And then that's when Sierra looked back again like, bitch, I will look you dead in your eye and say what I said. I am not a liar.
Oh my God. So good.
So satisfying.
It was.
Very, very.
Oh man.
And Cassidy, similar to Shanae, just kind of was trying to play the whole like, well, you guys just didn't have a connection with him. You're trying to throw me under the bus. Like, it's like, what we're not going to do is try to victimize ourselves, because she also tried to pull the shit of, you know, almost like they were bullying her for having casual sex before the show.
That and I forget who it was. I think it was either Hunter or Hunter. Elizabeth. It was Hunter who was like,
But you're not gonna do that. Yeah. That is what you're not gonna do. We're not gonna do this whole society is shaming me, girl. That's nobody gives a shit who he was fucking before. That's not it. It was the fact that you told homeboy, when I leave the show, I'm gonna come back. It was that whole set up your post show. If it doesn't work out, he's still gonna be there. Foolishness.
But even that, I don't disagree with. I don't know why you told anybody in that house.
Why are you telling nobody? Exactly.
Dick simmering on the back burner. Right. That is the dumb thing. It's not that's even to me really dumb. That she had good dick at home. Because if you had good dick at home, that's fine.
That's good but, for you, girl.
Yeah, good for you. Especially pandemic times, it's hard to get a new one. I don't blame you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
You cannot go around bragging about it and telling people in the way that you told them.
Yeah.
If you have to get something on your chest, be like, oh, you know, this guy at home, he really likes me. I don't know. And then that's it.
Like, and that's it. But they just love to hear themselves talk. Her and Shanae, they just like to hear themselves talk. And they just can't shut up and keep their mouths closed, particularly in girls. I don't like them already. Like, so stupid. Now Shanae.
Oh, my God.
I just gotta start off, give my invite to the cookout to Miss Lindsay. Miss Lindsay.
Listen. For that dress alone, did you see that bronze dress she had on?
Yes, I love it.
She looked like a hoe, and she came for everybody's neck. Oh, she looked great. She looked great.
She looked great. And she said to Shanae, from the bottom of my heart, fuck you, Shanae. Fuck you. You can go rot in Ohio. You are dirt. That is literally the definition of reading someone to filth. You are dirt. Go you and rot in Ohio. Fuck you.
Rot. Go rot in your town with 600 people. Fuck you. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And it's just crazy how Shanae just kind of leaned into just being a horrible person. So,
and maybe that's easier for her on her mental state. I don't know. Maybe it's easier.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just to put on the armor. I guess that's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Because when she eventually went to the hot seat, and all she really her only argument was you're fake. You guys are fake. You're fake.
Yeah.
You're fake. That was the only thing she can come up with. So,
and like, she's clearly like, she's studied reality TV. She knows the saying you're fake is a thing. And that's the thing also Lindsay always pointed out, which I love, that she said, oh, you're not here to make friends. I get it. But
yeah,
which I love that Lindsay kept bringing that up, because you're not here to make friends. You can't also say that Elizabeth was your bestie and then get mad at her.
Exactly.
You can't do both.
No, you can't. You can't. Mm. Oh my god. So yeah, she played the whole thing how her and Elizabeth are friends, and Elizabeth flipped on her and all this lying foolishness. And then the whole apology that was obviously fake to the girls, and then they pointed out to her, you're the fake lying ass bitch. Like, you literally are admitting on the couch that your apology to us was fake, but yet you call us fake. Like, what? It's not making any sense whatsoever. Same thing, the fact that she was calling Genevieve an actress, and literally in her confessional, she was comparing herself to Meryl Streep. Just the hypocrisy and like, and just none of her shit made any sense.
Oh my god.
Which, I can't. And so they bring Genevieve into the hot seat. So her and Shanae are sitting literally right next to each other.
Oh my god.
And, you know, recap their whole foolishness. And so Shanae is like, well, you know, when I went home after getting eliminated, I was grieving. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. And then when you were eliminated, you go home and you fuck Aaron from Katie's season.
Immediately, I was like, lie or true? Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, and you know I had to look that up. You know I looked up E. R-I-N. I said, who's Aaron?
Who's Aaron? Forgot about him already.
I totally forgot about him. And you know what? If she went and got that Trinidadian dick, You are just mad. Who cares? You don't have none, Shanae. And you got that name. Yeah. You just mad you don't have it. Oh my God. Oh, because that's the real sex shaming. That's the real sex shaming. That's the shit that drives me crazy. You went home and you fucked this one. You went home and da 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 da. When you get on this show, all those people are up for grabs. So take them.
And who cares?
And who
cares?
Like,
the fact that she laid into it like it was a dig. Well, I went home and did this, and you went home and fucked Aaron. And doing this on national television, like, what is she is nuts. That bitch is she's sinister as one of these girls.
Yeah. Say.
Like, there's something sinister and diabolical about her. That she's just unhinged. Like, to sit on national television and just smear somebody like that.
Yeah.
Like, or try slut shame them. And,
Slut shame them. Yeah.
Slut shame them on a show that talks a lot about slut shaming and women and like how they're portrayed. Yeah. Cassie, your homegirl, was just talking, trying to use the slut shaming like fucking defense 2 seconds ago, and you got right on the hot seat and just did the same thing. Like, what?
Oh man.
Oh my god. So that was ridiculous. Genevieve was trying to defend herself. All the girls were like, don't even defend it. This is stupid. Don't even, you don't have to answer anything she says, bitch. Like, who the fuck cares? She is nuts. And even Cassidy at that moment at the end of the hot seat, even Cassidy was like, Shanae.
You have such an opportunity. Yes, I love the opportunity for you to provide anything. And you have done nothing.
Nothing. You're just completely squandering it. Like, it's just... Yeah. Very disappointing to see the amount of time, hot seat time, moments that they give her, and she just didn't give a shit.
No. Mm-mm.
So that was Shanae and her craziness.
It was. Yeah. Then Sarah got up there in the same dress as Genevieve with her lip quivering.
Yes, it was the same dress, right? Different color.
Same dress. One had lining and one did not. And they got up there.
Oh, God. Got up there in the hot seat.
Why did they give her anything? We could have skipped this altogether.
Yeah, but she was a villain, though. By the end, they made her a villain.
She was a villain. Yeah.
she became a villain, not really with Mara.
Not with Mara.
No. And I love how Selling Sunset said, she was like, Mara fell on the sword for a lot of us, for how a lot of people felt. She was the bad guy and ended up going home and looked like she's bullying or, you know, making fun or, you know, coming for Sarah, you know, unrightfully so.
Yeah.
But Sarah ended up being the villain when all the girls that by this point in the show you trust, Rachel, Teddy, Gabby, they came to Clayton and said, homegirl's manipulating us and we all wanted to go home. So she needed to answer for herself. That hot seat. And she still was fake crying in that scene. Girl, she still ain't got no tears left.
I was like, I ain't seen nothing. You didn't have a little something before you got up there? You better have a dress of pockets and do a quick before you get up there, girl. The fuck is wrong with you? You really like not prepared. I hate an ill prepared villain. Come on, girl. Oh, man. Oh,
Lord. Yeah. Yeah, so she, she got up there still crying. I love Dr. Kira. Dr. Kira is just so well-spoken. She's so calm when she speaks.
Dr. Kira
is messy as hell.
That bitch is messy as fuck. And then she got up there with that. She still had on that lab coat from night one, that stripper lab coat, I'm convinced. And then she had on that titty bib necklace. That was driving me crazy.
She did have a little statement piece.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Oh my God.
She words things so well. She was like, to Sarah, she was like, you were using your confidence, or I think you're using it, whatever that was, as a weapon around the other women to make them feel insecure and intimidated. Mm-hmm. She just says it so smoothly, and you're just like, it just puts Sarah in her place. But yeah, then they got so stuck on the whole, did Clayton cry? Did he not? Sarah claimed that they cried together and came back and told all the women.
By the time these bitches been through Cassidy, they went through Claire. Mm-hmm. They went through the old girl who didn't even make it to the limo. They went through, then they went through Shanae. They've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. You cannot get up here and lie one more again.
They're not doing this.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.